Hello, 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 everybody. Pastor Mackenzie Kambizi with Progress on Purpose. As we continue with our podcast, today I'm going to be talking and addressing the question, how can I believe when it seems God doesn't care? How can I believe when it seems God doesn't care? And we are going to take our principles of believing when it seems God doesn't care from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 1, verse 1 through 4. And it reads this way, the burden which the prophet Habakkuk saw. O Lord, how long shall I cry, and you will not hear? Even cry out to you violence, and you will not save. Why do you show me iniquity, and cause me to see trouble? And plundering and violence are before me. There is strife and contention arise. Therefore the law is powerless, and justice never goes forth. For the wicked surround the righteous. Therefore perverse judgment proceeds. The prophet is looking around him and is seeing circumstances around him, and he is led to conclude that really God doesn't seem to care, because he prayed and he is wondering if God heard. He cried and he is concluding God will not save. He is blaming God for causing him and showing him iniquity and causing him to see trouble. And he has come to the conclusion that perverse judgment proceeds. Surely he is a man in distress, wondering how you could believe when it seemed God didn't care. My friend, I don't know where you are in your life, but I'm sure as you keep on living, life gives us the opportunities, gives us the privileges to ask this question once in a while, when we have to wonder, when we have gone through a lot and when you have experienced a lot, when the job, the unemployment is long enough, when the pain is long enough, when sickness is long enough, when haters are more than we can count, when friends are fewer than we ever thought we had. Yes, the question becomes true and real. And it's easy to ask this question. How can I believe when it seems God doesn't care? Number one, always remember when you are at that place of crossroads, that place where your faith questions your very own relationship with God. Always remember that your breaking point is your blessing point. At that place where you feel everything is falling loose and you are losing control and grip of it all, you must understand that God specializes in introducing shifts at our breaking points and turning through that shift of God our breaking points into our blessing points. Number two, my friend, always remember that nothing can stop, nothing can conquer God's purposes through you. There is a pre-birth purpose of God on your life, and that pre-birth purpose of God on your life. In other words, God knew you, God destined you, God chose you before you were even born. And I want you to understand that nothing can conquer that, and nothing can stop that. God's purposes through you shall all come to pass. And all you got to do is hold on to the faithfulness of God. That's number three. To hold on and always remember that the faithfulness of God toward you will always outlive your faithfulness to God all the time. The faithfulness of God toward you will always outlive your faithlessness to God all the time. So the question comes in then, Pastor, what must I do now that I know that my breaking point is my blessing point? Now I know that nothing can conquer God's purposes through my life. Now that I know that the faithfulness of God, it is the faithfulness of Almighty God toward me. It is the faithfulness of Almighty God toward His purposes. It is the faithfulness of Almighty God toward His plans toward me. It is the faithfulness of Almighty God toward his purposes in my life. So what should I do? Child of God, learn to worship with your wounds. Child of God, learn to praise with your problems. Child of God, learn to move with your mess. Child of God, learn to sing through your sorrow. Child of God, learn to dance in your drought. Why? Because, my friend, God's faithfulness toward you will always outlive your faithlessness toward him all the time. Last but not least, never take a few correct facts and draw some faulty conclusions about God. Whatever you're going through, whatever is challenging your faith, whatever is taking you to the Elijah moment of declaring, Lord, I'm the only one left, whatever is taking you to a place of the John the Baptist moment, where you had to ask Jesus, are you the one, or we must wait for another? I want you to understand that whatever is correct, the few correct facts that you are hurting, that you're sick, that it's not happening the way you want it, don't make false conclusions based on those few correct facts about God's care toward you. God will always demonstrate. He may not answer in the way you want to hear, but he will always demonstrate that he cares for you. Even the disciples on that boat with Jesus, they woke him up with the question, don't you care that we perish? Jesus didn't answer them. Jesus demonstrated that he cared. He got up and spoke to the wind and spoke to the waves. Peace be still. May these words bring sanity, clarity in your life. For my friend, faith is the victory. Blessings on you as you progress on purpose.